holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about finding wisdom.
Be Holy.
All right, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We thank everybody for downloading the broadcast from podbean.com. We thank you for the phone calls. We thank you for coming over to Facebook and talking with us. Listen, we're talking about finding wisdom today. Wisdom, as we're going to find out, is just worth more than money. It's worth more. And when we talk about this thing, you just watch. You'll see exactly what I'm saying. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Proverbs 3, verse 13. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. Joyful is that person who finds wisdom. In other words, it's not just given. You have to find it. You have to look for it. You remember the scripture that talks about knock on the door and the door will open, and seek and ye shall find. You know, yeah. They were talking about the Holy Ghost then, but this is the same Holy Ghost that's going to reveal everything to you. The Holy Ghost has all the wisdom. There's another scripture that says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God. God has all the wisdom, and He will give you wisdom freely. So I don't understand why people run away from wisdom, but I do understand that when you get wisdom and you receive wisdom, gladly receive wisdom, you become one of the happiest people. When everybody else is stressed and don't know what to do, wisdom tells you to trust in God. Wisdom tells you to trust in God. God has it all worked out. Don't get anxious. Just start praying. I did a post this morning telling everybody, do all your fighting with prayer. And that's wisdom. Do all your fighting with prayer. Wisdom will tell you what to do in every situation. Wisdom will let you know things that most people can't teach. Most people can't teach you anyway. So God is the teacher, and wisdom comes from Him. And so what He teaches you, people can't really teach you. They just can't, especially when it comes down to things about God and the Bible and all that kind of thing. When you start wanting wisdom, you ask God for the wisdom. He gives it to you. And it says you're a joyful person because you gain wisdom. Verse number 14. For wisdom is more profitable than silver. Now, we most people don't even like silver nowadays, but silver represents money. Wisdom is more profitable than money because you know how you invest money and you buy things and you do things and you build things with money. Well, when you have wisdom, it's even better than money. Money can't buy wisdom. Regardless of what you think, you're going to the colleges and you're, you know, and that's fine. You go to Bible study and that's fine. But your offerings and everything, that's not going to buy you wisdom. Your college tuition is not going to buy you wisdom. That's the misconception. You're thinking that because you paid X amount of dollars to go to this school or that school to graduate from this place or that place, you pay X amount of dollars to attend this church, that church, you get on the plane and you fly to that city to be a part of that church. That doesn't bring you wisdom. That doesn't bring you wisdom. Wisdom is worth more than money. Her wages are better than gold. Her payments, the payments of wisdom is way better than gold. So it says silver, and then it says gold. In other words, silver is not as expensive as gold. So when you have wisdom, it's more profitable than silver. And when you use the wisdom, the payments of wisdom is greater than gold. So wisdom is greater than silver and gold. 15, wisdom is more precious than rubies. Now we start talking about jewels. We just, nothing you desire can compare to her. Wisdom, nothing you desire can compare to wisdom. Nothing. Absolutely, there's nothing you can dream up that compares to wisdom. Remember I told you that you can't buy wisdom. You can't beg for wisdom. God has to give you wisdom. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. So she has, in both hands, she has something to give if you gladly receive wisdom. Most people don't want wisdom because wisdom will stop you from doing what you want to do and make you do the right thing. It won't take your hands and, you know, force you to do it, but you will know what the right thing is. And you will have to think about either doing the right thing or doing your own thing. Which one is dangerous? Doing the right thing or doing your own thing? I must be frank with you. Both is actually kind of hard to do. Doing the right thing, because most people aren't going to side with you if you do the right thing. But when you do your thing, then, you know, it's actually against you. It's not going to help you at all. You're thinking it's helping you, but it won't help you. Just like God said it. If you try to save this life, you'll lose it. This life here that you have, if you're trying to save that, you'll lose it. But if you lose it for him, you'll gain it. If you lose this life for him, you'll gain it. In other words, you will find out what life really is. Once you take your eyes off of this life, you'll find out what life really is, because wisdom will guide you. Verse number 18, wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. It's life. It's a tree of life. As a matter of fact, when a tree is living, it just continues to grow and grow and grow. And so if you got your arms and embracing that tree, and that tree and that the wisdom is the tree. If you're embracing wisdom, it's just going to grow and grow. It's just going to grow. Happy are those who hold her tightly. So you're going to be happy if you hold on to wisdom. But if you try to put wisdom away and get away with or do away with wisdom, you won't be a happy person. That's how I know when people are not using wisdom. They're just unhappy. You just look throughout your office, look throughout your family, and find out who's not happy. I guarantee you, they are not using wisdom. But only wisdom comes from God. So if they don't put their whole trust in God, they're not going to receive this wisdom. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. God used wisdom to create the world. He used wisdom. And he's telling us to embrace the wisdom that he gives us. That's the same wisdom that created the world. That is the same wisdom. By understanding, he created the heavens. By his knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the dew settles beneath the night sky. This is all because of wisdom. And this is how wisdom, how God is benefiting from wisdom. And if God has all the wisdom, wouldn't it behoove us to go to him to get it? Wouldn't we be happier if we used wisdom? Wouldn't we? We would just be happier if we use wisdom. But because we don't use wisdom to buy the car, and we overspend our means, and we can't afford the car payment, and then we lose the job, and now we got to lose the car. And so instead of selling the car, we'd rather sit there and let them come and repossess the car. Or if you can't pay for the house, instead of you selling the house, you'd rather them come in and foreclose on the house. Which is worse, the foreclosure or the selling? Sell the house or sell the car, pay off the bill, and then go on and get you another house, get you another job, figure out another way of doing things. Ask God to show you what to do. It don't always have to be bad. There's always a way out. God has the way out if we go to him for the wisdom. Wisdom is here. He created the whole world with this same wisdom that I'm talking about. And he says that we can get that wisdom, or that wisdom is available to us if we go to him to get it. Imagine that the very wisdom that made the earth is available to us because he is making it available. If we go and get it, we have to ask him. James says, if you lack wisdom in anything, ask the Lord. Ask God. Now, I'm telling you that because not really James didn't say that. It's God that said it. But I was telling you the location of where God said that in the book of James. See, that's me using wisdom to let you know and talking to you in a way that you can always understand what I'm saying. But the thing about it is this. If God don't give you wisdom, you don't understand anything that I'm saying to you right now. If God does not give you the wisdom, you don't understand anything that I'm saying right now. And it's very sad because these things are actually written by him. These things are written by God, and he expects us to actually learn them. He expects us to actually take them in. That one right there really got me. The wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. So if you're not going to embrace it, then that's like wasted wisdom. I mean, somebody else is going to come get the wisdom if you don't embrace it. If you don't embrace the wisdom, somebody else is coming for the wisdom. So just take advantage and go embrace the wisdom and receive the wisdom.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.